And there's a story called Circumcision. There's a mysterious space in the round barn. It's a dim passageway between the cow barn and the lower part of the side barn. There's a window in this passageway, but it's so encrusted with dirt, lime, and splashes of whitewash that only a murky light filters through. Under the window is a ledge, which is the lid to the slacked lime bin. A narrow staircase winds up the wall of the passage, past the bin and the window, to emerge in the loft of the round barn. On the other side of the passage is the inside opening to the outside silo. So all this is in the passageway before you get to the lower barn. The window, the ledge, the stairs, and on the other side the space before the silo opening, and the yawning black mouth of the outside silo. The passageway is whitewashed. Jackie's earliest memory is of this passageway. It's an odd memory, like a dream. She's in this passageway, and so is the family doctor, old Dr. Thayer. He has her baby brother on the ledge under the window. The baby is naked. The doctor's back is to her. She can't see her brother. The doctor is doing something to her brother's bottom. She knows he's cutting the skin and stretching it over the buttocks. The baby is bawling. That's the extent of the memory. A setting, an activity, a sound. Jackie knows this is a genuine memory, for she never tells it to anyone until she's nearly grown and realizes she's always been puzzled by it. So she tells Mother. Mother is startled. She has an explanation. Jackie was less than 2 years old, Patsy 3, Joan 5, when Dr. Thayer came to the little house to circumcise Craig. He did it on the dining room table. Mother must have explained to her sisters, or perhaps the adults were talking. Little as Jackie was, she got the idea of skin and cutting and bottom. And when the doctor began, Craig started to scream. Mother hadn't realized this would happen. She'd rushed the sisters into their coats and taken them for a walk around the farm until it was over. It was January. The weather was cold. They'd stayed in the buildings. They'd gone to the cow barn to see the cows, and then into the lower barn to see the In the passage, Jackie must have heard a calf bawling. Jackie nods. Calves always bawl in the lower barn. It's where they stay, right after they're separated from their mothers. It makes sense of the memory. She finds it satisfying to verify this as a memory, to see how it became garbled. She tells her sisters and gains further confirmation. Sure, says Patsy. We sat out the circumcision in that passageway, on the steps up to the loft. And it was cold, adds Joan. Jackie's enormously pleased to know she has remembered something from before she was two. Craig, of course, is glad that he doesn't remember anything about it.